This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Boston Herald's online headline tells the story. Boston Herald publisher announces sale of company. The Herald, which dates its roots back to 1846, filed voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The newspaper has reached a tentative agreement with a potential buyer and will continue to publish. But as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the future is uncertain for the Herald's workers and their pensions.
Patrick Purcell stood in the lobby of the Boston Herald building in the Seaport District and fought back tears.
You know, this will be my 34th anniversary as publisher of the Boston Herald come January. So it's a very emotional day for all of the employees here who have worked so hard over the years to make Boston a two-newspaper town, keep the Herald alive. With all of their help, we really have defied the odds.
But Purcell couldn't make the long-shot odds pay off. Despite making deep cuts in expenses and developing a feisty online presence, revenue and readership continued to decline. Competition from new media proved to be too much.
It's really about the newspaper industry because Google went from zero ad revenue in 1998 to $70 billion in 2016. Newspapers went from $70 billion to $18 billion. Traditional media has had a really, really hard time keeping pace with the changing reader habits.
For several weeks, Purcell held confidential negotiations with one of the largest publishers of locally based media in the nation, Gatehouse Media. Gatehouse bought the Patriot Ledger from the Herald a decade ago and owns the Cape Cod Times. But the sale of the Herald is not a done deal. By filing for bankruptcy protection, the newspaper can continue to publish, but the court requires it to entertain other offers. Purcell is hopeful.
And the good news is that Gatehouse has a huge presence here, and they can utilize the Herald to expand their footprint and fill in their footprint. And I'm really appreciative the fact that they want to come in here and keep the paper alive. That's really important.
At its peak in 2000, the Herald had 900 employees. Today, there are 240, half in the newsroom. Purcell broke the news to employees late yesterday. Workers walked out of the building into the cold in stunned silence. Most wouldn't give their names, but spoke of fear and uncertainty about layoffs.
We're all shocked. We're all a little scared.
Reporter Orion Johnson is a union leader at the Herald. He represents editorial workers. He says his first concern is the fate of worker pensions.
So you have people who have been up there for 30 years counting on, you know, some sort of retirement, you know, at least that was going to be a portion of their retirement. That is no longer the case. And that is a terrifying thing for somebody who has put their lives into this business.
Someone like Barbara Long, executive assistant to the editor-in-chief. She's worked at the Herald for 20 years.
We knew something was going on. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you can just tell. But it was sad because Pat Purcell's a really great guy.
Purcell says he's hopeful the unions and new owner can reach a deal on pensions, but says it could take weeks or months. Barbara Long is worried.
I anticipate I'll probably be working at Starbucks for the medical insurance and then maybe, you know, selling pencils on the corner.
And Barbara Long left work and walked into the night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.